You're listening to SBS News.
A desert road trip dream is now a reality after 25 years of lobbying. Helen Lewis from the Outback Highway Development Council has been pushing for the remote road network to be fully paved for decades.
We're fixing problems for communities and people and their livelihoods and their lifestyle. We're fixing access. We're enhancing marketing options.
The Outback Way is a 3,000-kilometre stretch of gravel and bitumen between Winton in Queensland and Laverton in WA. Once it's fully paved, there will be tar roads stretching all the way from Perth to Townsville. Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce says it's a long time coming.
We're only now building our third sealed road across our nation. Should have happened years ago. But part of the play was not defence or spooks or any of that.
The Coalition's been in power for close to a decade and made some inroads with the states and territories, now promising $678 million in the next 10 years to finish the job. Rick Britton is the mayor of Boulia in Queensland and says at the moment parts of the road are in serious disrepair.
If you can picture going through bulldust where this whole triple road train disappears and it's full of livestock, so you can just see it's not only just the fatigue on the machinery but the driver and the animal welfare on the livestock truck itself.
Truck mechanics like Pura Pryor, who have been trying to navigate cattle transport trucks on the surface, are rejoicing.
Yeah, there's a fair bit of wear and tear on the trucks and trailers, and I suppose, it's harder for the livestock as well.
Those in training for work on cattle stations are also likely to benefit. Cherise Pedersen is hoping one day to run a station herself.
As a young Indigenous woman, I think it's important for the younger generation to have eyes open and just see that there are other opportunities like the NTCA provides.
Helen Lewis from the Outback Highway Development Council says the money has not just been promised, but is now written into the federal budget.
It is a done deal. We are finishing the Outback Way, and that means that we can actually have this as a project for the nation. And we understand that Labor has committed to honour any of the funding that has already been allocated to this project.
For Winton Shire Council Mayor Gavin Baskett, it's also a ticket to a safer tourist ride.
To have this road sealed, this just creates the security that anybody from anywhere can travel in any vehicle from Winton through to Laverton via Boulia, Alice Springs, Ayers Rock. It's just phenomenal.
This cash splash comes after Labor promised more remote roads funding for the NT on the weekend. With many competing budget pressures, the Deputy Prime Minister argues that tourism and mining will help boost the nation's coffers.
Rights of people to be proximate to a sealed road, cattle industry, critical earths, which is critical minerals, which is coming in now, gold around Laverton, and interconnectivity for a nation.
In the past 2 weeks, the federal government has been highly critical of China and the actions of Beijing. At the same time, the Chinese tourism market has always been a serious contributor to the local economy. The Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce, says he doesn't think tourists from the communist nation will be deterred.
No, I don't think that's the case. I'm never bellicose, never being intemperate, but I just want to make sure with all my colleagues in Canberra on both sides of the aisle that, we will stand up for our rights.
The opinion polls suggest the federal election will be a tight contest this year. That means the massive Northern Territory electorate of Lingiari is attracting political attention. It's held by Labor longtime local member Warren Snowden, but he's retiring. The Deputy Prime Minister says the contest for who holds government could come down to a single seat.
Yeah, it could be. It's serious. I mean, I think that's a fair call. I think it's really important. And remember, I went before, I threatened to cross the floor if they made this one seat. Because remember, they were trying to make this one seat. And they said, no, we're not going to do that.